2 Peter chapter 2. Look down in verse number 6. I'm going to read around and skip around a little bit. The Bible says in verse number 6, "And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that after should live ungodly." So basically God said, here's what I'm doing. I'm making an example of what happens when you don't follow me. Look at verse 7. "And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy," what? "Conversation of the wicked." Now wait a minute. Before Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah, was he vexed with wicked conversations? No. So how in the world did he end up in this place? Look at verse 8. You notice it's also put in parentheses here. "For that righteous man dwelling among them in" what? "Seeing" and what? "Hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds." Why in the world did Lot turn out the way he did? Because he was hanging around the wrong people, seeing and hearing, and after that, participating. You listen to me this morning. Every day when you wake up, excuse me, this evening, every day when you wake up, you're deciding on whether or not you're going to see and hear good or whether you're going to see and hear right. Every morning when you wake up, you're deciding on whether you're going to do right or do wrong. Every morning when you wake up, you're deciding whether you're going to hear right or hear wrong. Every morning when you wake up, you're deciding on whether you're going to speak right or speak wrong. What happened with Lot? Why in the world did he start having wicked conversation? Because he was seeing and hearing wrong. Look in verse 9. The very first part of the verse. "The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of" what? "Temptations." Shame on you if you leave God out. Shame on me if I leave God out. God knows how to deliver me. God knows how to deliver you. So don't leave him out of your situations, and don't leave him out of your problems, and don't leave him out of your life. You say, "I've got all these problems," but you don't read your Bible. Well, then no wonder you can't get through your problems, and no wonder you can't get through life. No wonder you have all these issues, because you're not letting God take care of your problems. Look down in verse 19. "While they promised them liberty, they themselves," sounds like a soul winner, sounds like a teenager at Parkside Baptist Church. You're out there promising people liberty. You're out there soul winning and saying, "Hey, I know the way, the truth, and the life." Listen to it. "While they promised them liberty, they themselves are servants of" what? "Corruption. For of whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in" what? "Bondage." Verse 20. I want you to listen. Listen very closely. We'll get to the message in a minute. "For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are" what? "Again entangled therein and overcome." Here it is. "The latter end is worse with them than the beginning." Verse 21. "For it had been better for them not to have known the way of the righteous than, after that they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them." You listen to me. Keep God first. Keep God first. You need to decide tonight, in everything that I do in life, I'm going to make sure it's okay with God. I'm going to make sure it's okay with God. So this evening, what am I going to do? I'm going to decide to keep God first. The whole reason Lot messed up and the whole reason Lot ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong people is because he did not keep God first. Here was Abraham. Abraham looked at Lot and said, "Lot, look, my herdmen, they're not getting along with your herdmen. Your herdmen are not getting along with my herdmen. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to choose either go over there or go over here. If you go over there, I'm going over here. If you go over here, I'm going over there. You choose where to go." Here's the reason Abraham never prayed about where to go. Because he knew God was going to bless him wherever he went. Wherever he went. Lot never asked counsel of God. And because of that, he ended up putting his place in the wrong thing. And because of that, you listen to me, he lost his kids, he lost his wife, he lost his grandkids, all because of one decision. You ready? He didn't put God first. He didn't put God first. He didn't put God first. John, come here, put your jacket on. Come up here and stand right here, please. John is going to represent first. Now, not first base or anything, but he's going to represent first. You know, whatever you put first, so what's going to happen? Pull me down a little bit. I'm ringing. Just a little. Whatever you put first is going to happen. You know, if you feed one thing more than you feed something else, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. If all I do is work out my right arm and I'm sitting there lifting weights on my right arm, guess what's going to happen to my left arm? Nothing. My right arm will be strong. My left arm will be weak. One day there was an Indian. He had two dogs. He would always fight these dogs. And they would gamble and they would bet. And they would say, oh, that one's going to win or that one's going to win. That Indian would come out and he'd get all these people gambling on their dogs of who was going to win and who was going to fight and all this kind of stuff. And so the dogs got into the pen and they began to fight each other. And that Indian always knew which wolf was going to win. The people asked him, how in the world do you always know which one's going to win? He said, it's easy. The one I feed is the one that wins. The one I feed is the one that wins. You have two things you feed every day. You either feed your flesh or your spirit. You either feed your flesh or your spirit. I've got a question for you this morning, or excuse me, this evening. Are you keeping God first? Are you keeping God first? So, let me get a tiny guy up here. Brandon, come on up here. Come stand up here. And let me get a guy in the middle. Alex, come stand up here. Alex is now representing all of us. Praise God, this is just an illustration. I would not want him representing me. Okay, but anyways, come here, Brandon. Stand here. Hold your arms out, Alex. They're both going to grab your arm, okay? They're going to grab your arm, okay? Now, we know who's going to win this battle. They're going to play tug of war with Alex, okay? So grab his hand, grab his arm. You're going to pull him and try and out-pull John, okay? Ready, set, go. Okay, stop, okay? Why did John win over Brandon? Oh, and you want a recount, huh? Okay, so he cheated. No, he's bigger. If we were in a wrestling match, I would put my money on John before I'd put my money on Brandon. Okay, they say, okay, tonight's championship is Brandon Hooker versus John Bell. Everybody be flocking to John Bell. Okay, why? Because they just know. I mean, look at this guy. John Bell is not going to beat this guy. I mean, excuse me. John is going to beat this guy. Why? Because John's bigger. You'll remember this illustration because we had it at camp a couple years ago. This represents every one of us. Now, you listen to me. Right will always be right. Wrong will always be wrong. Hold his arms, guys. Whatever you put first every day will win. You hear me? Whatever you put first every day will win. Let's say this side represents wrong and this side represents right. Guess what happens? Wrong will win because wrong has been fed more. Wrong is stronger and wrong is mightier. And so as he pulls, he'll win. He'll win. Why? Because you've allowed him to be fed more. You've allowed this side to be stronger. Hey, you listen to me. Every time you wake up in the morning and you decide not to read your Bible, you've already fed the flesh that day. Every time you wake up in the morning and you decide not to get along with your mom and dad, you've already made a decision to not feed the spirit that day and to feed the flesh. So what are you doing? Right off the bat, you wake up in the morning, you start feeding the flesh. You start feeding the flesh. And it's no wonder you can't make it through your day. It's no wonder you have a miserable day. It's no wonder you can't make it through the night. Why? Because you started your day off without keeping God first. Without keeping God first. Why did Lot make the wrong decision? Because he didn't keep God first. Here's how it should be. Switch. This is still representing the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now this represents right. This represents our spirit, the spirit of God that dwelleth in us. Okay, guys, so grab his arms, and they pull, and they pull. Guess who's going to win? John, okay. The spirit. Why did the spirit beat the flesh? Because the spirit is what? The spirit's bigger. The spirit's stronger. When you wake up in the morning, the very first decision you make, you're making it whether to keep Christ first or whether to keep your flesh first, whether to keep God first or whether to keep self first. Every time you wake up in the morning, you're making a decision of who you're going to feed and who's going to be stronger. So if you say, I just can't make it through my day, you come to school and you just look miserable. The reason you look miserable at school is because you made the wrong decisions at the start of your day. The reason you look miserable at lunchtime is because you made the wrong decisions throughout the beginning of your day. The reason you go and you go home, I mean, you just look miserable. You look pathetic. You look absolutely run down. It's because you didn't keep God first throughout the entire day. And it's no wonder you can't make it through your day. It's no wonder there's never a smile on your face. It's no wonder you don't have the joy of the Lord, which is your strength. It's because you're not putting God first. You're not putting God first. You listen to me. This is an everyday battle. This is an everyday battle. Every time I wake up in the morning, you think I want to read my Bible every time I wake up in the morning? No. There are sometimes I wake up in the morning and I don't even want to get out of bed, let alone read my Bible. I choose to read my Bible. You hear me? I don't read my Bible because God impresses it upon my heart. I read my Bible because I know I need it. And I need God. And I need God. When you wake up in the morning, some of you choose to eat breakfast. Because you know if you don't eat breakfast, you ain't gonna make it. Some of you need more breakfast. Some of you need less breakfast. You know you're not gonna make it unless you eat breakfast. My wife and I, we're on the Plexus thing, and I'll drink one of those Plexuses every day, every day. Why? Because it helps me stay awake, helps me stay alert, it helps me feel better, all that kind of stuff, okay? When I don't have that, man, by noon, some of you teenagers walking by my office and you see me, it looks like I'm praying. I'm not really praying. I'm falling asleep, okay, because I can't stay awake. Now you're all going to be walking by my office going like this, okay? No, because I can't stay awake. But you listen to me. When I choose to do what's good for me, I can make it through the day. Every day you're in a battle. Every day. The Bible says that the devil is the prince and power of the air. It's no wonder so many teenagers get in trouble on their cell phones. All those signals are coming through the air. It's no wonder people get in so much trouble by the things that they say. Sound waves travel through the air. It's no wonder, and you don't realize, if you could literally see the spiritual warfare that goes on every day right around you and above your heads and all around you, as the devils are fighting against our guardian angels and against all the things that God has going on in our life, as the devils are fighting against the Holy Spirit's forces, and you think it's not real. It is real, and it's no wonder you're in a constant battle. It's no wonder you're in a constant struggle. It's no wonder you're in a constant strife. Why? Because the battle is real every day. Every day. So let me ask you a question. This morning, who did you feed more? The flesh or the spirit? You know it's true. If you learn to feed the spirit every day, every morning, you'll make it through your day. You'll make it through your day. If I sit there and I scratch a sore, it will never heal. It will never heal. Why? Because I am playing with it. I'm festering it. I'm aggravating it. If you sit there and play with your wounds every day, they will never heal. They'll never heal. Thank you, guys. Go sit down. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Read the first part of the verse with me. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. See, I can't make it. Yes, you can. But you've got to keep him first. You say, but you just don't understand, Brother Jonathan, all the problems I'm facing. You can make it, but you've got to keep him first. You've got to keep him first. You've got to keep it first. You say, but Brother Jonathan, you just don't understand. I'm having this problem, and I'm having this problem, and I can't bring myself to study right, and my mind just keeps wandering, and my mind just can't focus on school, and my mind just can't focus on the Bible. It's because you're not keeping God first. If you just simply decide at the beginning of your day, I'm going to keep God first, the Lord knows how to deliver you. But if you don't keep him first, the flesh will always win. It will always win. You say, tonight, I'm going to decide to keep him first. I say, every day, you need to decide to keep him first. Some of you need to decide, I'm going to be accountable to someone. Some of you have come to me and said, Brother Jonathan, check up on my Bible reading. Ask me if I'm reading my Bible. Check on me. The reason it's gotten old with you, because you've faltered away from keeping him first. The reason some of you aren't praying like you should is because you're not keeping him first. You have no right to complain about your life if you haven't gone to the one that can deliver you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.